This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today delivers a major policy speech. Israeli journalists say Sharon will recommend a pullback from several isolated Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. A Sharon advisor says the speech, to an annual security conference, will restate Israel's commitment to the U.S.-backed international roadmap, while outlining unilateral steps Israel is likely to take in the absence of an agreement with the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. A lot of speculation about what Sharon will say today.
Yeah, I would even call it a media frenzy. I mean, on the front page of every Israeli newspaper today are speculation, predictions, what he will say, what he won't say. Will he use the word evacuation of settlements? Will he use the word relocation of settlements? And what's the difference? I think there are several reasons for this. One is that this Herzliya National Security Conference is traditionally a place where major policy speeches are given and decisions are announced. For example, last year at the same conference, Sharon for the first time talked about Israel being willing to make painful concessions for peace and talked about the fact that there will have to be a Palestinian state. The other thing is the timing of this. It comes as there's been in the last few months a flurry of peace initiatives, both official and unofficial. There's the roadmap, which so far hasn't really gone anywhere, but Israeli and Palestinian officials both say they're committed to it. There is the unofficial peace plan put together by former Israeli and Palestinian negotiators known as the Geneva Accord. There's a flurry of diplomatic activity. There's also a sense in the Israeli public that after more than 3 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting, they want something to change. So all of this is coming together as Sharon gives his speech and is leading to a lot of speculation about what he might say.
What's the likely reaction within Israel, particularly among the settlers?
Polls show that a majority of the Israeli public support the evacuation of at least isolated settlements. Sharon's advisors say he's likely to talk about the evacuation of dozens of illegal settlement outposts. Israel committed itself to that in the roadmap. They've taken down some settlement outposts. They've been rebuilt almost as soon as they've been taken down. In terms of settlements, it would be a major change if he really does say something about evacuating or relocating actual settlements. Jewish settlers are extremely worried about this, and they are gearing up for a fight. They say there will be clashes between settlers and police. In one outpost not far from Jerusalem, they're already building huge sort of rock barriers to try to make it more difficult for them to be evacuated.
How about the Palestinians?
Well, the Palestinians say that they want to see changes on the ground. They are most concerned about the barrier that Israel is building in and around the West Bank, what Israel calls a security fence and Palestinians call a wall. Israel says this barrier is necessary to stop suicide bombers from entering Israel. Palestinians say it's part of a land grab. Now, Palestinians say they are also committed to negotiations. They're very nervous about the Sharon speech. They say they don't support unilateral measures because these unilateral measures would be taken without any discussion or negotiations with them. Incidentally, several Israeli analysts say that what Sharon is really trying to do is scare the Palestinians into returning to the negotiating table.
So everyone's talking peace, but the violence continues.
That's right. Today, at least four armed Palestinian militants were killed during gun battles in the West Bank city of Nablus, according to the Israeli army. Three of them were killed while fighting in the old city in the Kasbah, and the fourth, a member of the Islamic Jihad, was shot dead while allegedly trying to plant a bomb close to Israeli troops. Palestinians said a fifth man, not a militant, was killed in the fighting.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.